The discussions this past weekend trended, including a new idea for state pensions, a delayed report which caused complaints, allowing a new group of people to have access to a driver's license, and, believe it or not, legislation about legislation. Here to discuss all this is the Assemblywoman from New Jersey's 24th District, Dallas McCose. How are you this
week? Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
And well, let us start with what was an idea. Of course, we know the pension fund is underfunded by about $37 billion, and an idea floating around was to have the pension fund convert to a 401k system. A couple of granted liberal groups, New Jersey Policy Perspective, as well over in Pennsylvania Keystone Research Center, said if you do that, it would cause more people out of the fund faster. It would cause the fund to invest more conservatively than aggressively with a shorter time run. And their calculation is that would cost $42 billion over the years, over a period of time, versus what the fund would usually get in its normal status.
Yeah, this, you know, there have been ideas kicking around how to save or salvage the pension system. And certainly the actuarials can tell us better about, you know, the actual numbers. But I think that this, although it's, you know, it's good to think towards the future and figure out creative ideas how to do it, I don't think this would work well for the existing members of the pension. So
the mechanics going the report, it says shifting to a 401k plan would mean once those paying into the system to support the current and soon to be retirees were taken out, the pension fund managers would have to shift from long term to short term investment strategies. And when investment returns pay for less of pension benefits, taxpayers wind up having to pay more.
Yeah. This, like I said, this is not good for the taxpayers in New Jersey. And I think the people that are in the pension system would probably scream and yell and, you know.
And this was an idea that Pennsylvania thought about doing. They pitched, backed off of that, and they went to the defined contribution account.
Mm-hmm.
Again, much like Social Security, though, it becomes almost, for lack of a better phrase, a Ponzi scheme, because you're not really getting back the money you put in. Your donation is already going to a previous generation of retirees now.
Right.
So therein lies the problem. That's the $37 billion hole has to try to fix in some way, shape, or form. There was a law that was proposed, Lisa's Law, passed the legislature in January, would have established a pilot program in Ocean County to electronically monitor offenders of domestic violence restraining orders and notify their victims. Once it got close, the governor vetoed that bill under the condition that the attorney general's office study whether the technology is available and can be put into play in New Jersey. Deadline to report back to the governor was May. The report came out this past Wednesday. And there were some unhappy points about it. First of all, something as delicate and as important as this, for a state report to only be 18 pages, that's usually a summary, never mind a full report. And there were a couple of passages that suggested electronic monitoring programs the bill required could be manipulated by victims of domestic violence, who are often women. Also says the offender can manipulate the program. Some were saying, proponents of Lisa's Law, saying that this report is doing a blame the victim strategy.
Yeah, this is unfortunate that, you know, it's sort of after the fact they're saying that, you know, there are problems with this. I was involved with getting electronic monitoring for Megan's Law offenders. And certainly it's a helpful tool for both law enforcement and for the public. There was a case right here in the county where a guy was within a school zone. He was cutting the grass, and literally you could see, because I saw the tape, where the thing went back and forth, back and forth. He was cutting the grass at his mom's house, which was in a school zone, and he shouldn't have been there. So the police were able to, you know, move him and say, hey, you know. But again, I think that the difficulty with when you get into restraining orders and these monitoring things, there's always sort of a sticky wicket with regard to domestic abuse. So,
is there a concern too that the way that the Attorney General took so long, 5 months longer than necessary, to come up with what was a rather skimpy report, that maybe the sense of urgency isn't sitting with the Attorney General on something like this?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I know there was, you know, we have an acting Attorney General, and you know, there was some changeover in the office there. So whether this, I don't know why this was down low on the priority list for them, but I would hope not. I think it's an important issue, and certainly, as I said, I think anything we can do to help both the victims and law enforcement are a good thing. So I hope that the sponsor will continue to pursue this.
The bill for Lisa Law, by the way, was reintroduced this past Thursday, and hopefully this time it'll make it through without any veto. We're talking with Assemblywoman Allison McCose. AllisonMcCose.com on the web is her website. Statehouse's njledge.state.nj.us, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We've seen this in California. It was tried in New York State. Actually, some people say it cost Hillary Clinton her run for it impacted, didn't cost her, obviously. She became senator, but it did knock her down a few points when she proposed this in her run for state senator in New York way back when. Driver's license for illegal aliens, and there was legislation sponsored by the assembly member Annette Quinjano. She is going to introduce legislation going through committee right now, extending driving privilege cards to New Jerseyans who cannot prove lawful presence in the United States. And one stipulation already included in this proposed bill is if law enforcement uses that driving card as a means to bring this individual to immigration, that officer will be charged with a civil rights violation.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, again, here, this is a long-standing debate that we've had in New Jersey. Whether you are here, if you're here illegally, are you afforded a privilege like driving is? And I believe that they should not be granted that privilege. So, obviously Assemblywoman Quinjano feels strongly about it. Her district is different than my district, but at the same time, I think to, cause it to be a crime on the law enforcement official is a little crazy. So, there's all kinds of rules about federal rules, mind you, about asking if you're here legally or illegally. And certainly you would think that we would want to get to the bottom of illegals, but I guess some people don't feel that way.
And some people, including a report from New Jersey Policy Perspective, said it would make the roads safer because, well, I guess then that way the illegals would be driving safer as they go take jobs from Americans, some would say. Mm. But it does say there are an estimated 500,000 illegal immigrants currently in New Jersey calling home, so maybe the insurance companies would be the one beneficiary of something like that. The bear hunt, we're not too far away from that. And this will be the last year around, at least on this cycle, unless the program gets renewed. Up to this point, it's been found that there's been a nearly 40% decline in what the state considers to be the most dangerous encounters. The bear hunt has reduced Category 1 bears. That's the most aggressive, break into homes, cars, attack dogs, kill livestock, destroy beehives, damage crops. Has declined 38% since 2010, since that was the first year of the bear hunt, and September 20th of this year. So when you look at the fact the population of the bears gone down by about 1,000 over the past 5 years, has the bear hunt worked?
Well, I think it has helped. I'm not saying that it has completely worked because, as you know from reports of sightings, most people put them up on Facebook, pictures of bear encounters. They don't call them in anymore. So many people they're very used to seeing the bears. They don't, if they're not bothering people. I had an instance where I called law enforcement about a bear near a school and was told, is it doing anything? Well, yeah, it's in a schoolyard. Hello. I think people got a little frustrated with the process. Fish and Wildlife has less people. So all these calls were sort of, I think people got discouraged and stopped calling them in. So the question is, are there really less? I think there are less, but I still think the bear hunt is necessary. And obviously with the tragedy in West Milford, the first person killed by a bear, it's definitely going to be discussed heavily this year.
And again, this is the final year of the current bear population management plan. They can either modify the existing plan, leave it unchanged, or let it just lapse altogether. And the Department of DEP is saying there is no timetable to make that decision. Wrapping up, like I said, the introduction, legislation about legislation. State Assemblyman Anthony Bucco sponsoring A3752 would limit state senators to being the top prime sponsor in just 25 bills or resolutions per 2-year session, keep assembly members to just 15 bills. in other words, to, I guess, in an effort to cut down on the silliness, like, oh, for example, a bill, AR 173, to designate October 25th, 2014, as New Jersey Paella Day.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you the good part about Assemblyman Bucco's bill. Not only does it limit the number, but it requires a hearing to be had on these bills. Many, many times we introduce these bills, they never get a chance to be heard. And this bill would require that if you introduce a bill, that it is due to have a hearing, and that will be followed up. So there, you know, people were laughing about this bill, but you know what? I think it's a good thing.
Well, let's get to the more important thing. What's your vote for New Jersey Paella Day?
Oh, my gosh. I like paella. I don't know if we need to have a day for it, but I do like it.
Oh, yeah, you're not pandering to the paella fans now, are you? Well, if you want to check out AR 173 or the other bills that we talked about, you can do that at njledge.state.nj.us. And to share your thoughts on what we talked about here, you can do that with the Assemblywoman at her website, AllisonMcHose.com. And we've been joined, as always, by the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a great day.